So we're going to read. Good to see everyone here tonight. It's been a little while since I got up and spoke, but reading a few verses in Numbers. It's the fourth book here from the start of your Bible: Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, in chapter 14. And this is, I'm going to be making a little bit of an application here for the gospel, and that the story maybe isn't exactly us, but the story I'm going to refer to is a good picture of us. So this is about Israel when they're in the wilderness, and God wanted them to enter this. He had a land promised to them. You probably heard of the promised land or Canaan. And God, or Moses, sent 12 spies to look in the land to see if they could take it or not. And there was 10 men. We used to sing a song. 10 men, 12 men went to spy in Canaan. 10 were bad, 2 were good. Or another version says, 10 rebelled and 2 believed. So there was 10 men that didn't believe that God could give them what he had promised them. And there was 2 men that believed he could. Caleb and Joshua. You probably heard those names before. And back to verse chapter 13 and 30. Just this. And Caleb stilled the people before Moses and said, "Let us go up at once and possess it, for we are well able to overcome it." This is the land that what God had promised them. And we'll go down to chapter 14 and verse 7. I'm trying to just not to read too much, but just to get the message from the story. And this is Joshua speaking, or Caleb. The last half of verse 7, "The land which he passed through to search is an exceeding good land. If the Lord delight in us, then he will bring us into this land and will give it us, a land which floweth with milk and honey. Only rebel not ye against the Lord, neither fear ye the people of the land, for they are bread for us. Their defense is departed from them, and the Lord is with us, fear them not." So, the application I'm making is God has something for us and a salvation. Frank just gave a very good, simple explanation of how we can be saved, have the Lord Jesus and his work on the cross that is finished. And we can rest in the finished work of Christ. And that is what God is holding out. He's holding out salvation, and he's holding out promise of eternal life. You've heard we speak about heaven up there in the church. Well, yeah, there has to be a point in your life where you have to enter in through the door. John 10:9 says, "I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved." And we need to get off the road to destruction and onto the other road. So God wants us to believe his promise. And that's what I was appreciating. Those who have believed the gospel of salvation, they believe God. And for those who do not believe, perhaps you can think that believing, I'll just remain indifferent to what the gospel says to believe. But unbelief is, in God's sight, is rejection, is disobedience. Verse 9 read, "Only rebel not ye against the Lord." So God wants us to believe him. And I wasn't going to read here, but I just, when I looked at the chart, I thought of these verses. I'll go over to Matthew. Just to give you some context to that. What's up on the chart there? Matthew 7. That's the first book in the New Testament. And chapter 7, we'll read in it, verse 13. Enter ye in at the straight gate, or the narrow gate, for wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and that many there be which go in thereat, or through it, because straight is the gate, and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it. So we are all on this road of destruction, and on the way to death and to hell. And that's where we were born. Every one of us was born on that road. Because of the sin of Adam and Eve, they disobeyed the word of the Lord. It has put us all on that path. But tonight there is a way off. God has made a way of escape. And it is through the Lord Jesus. Frank was telling us about the one that bare our sins. He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. And that's what the Lord Jesus is. He's much more than that, but for those who trust him, he can be a way of escape from hell and from eternal death. And to eternal life. Straight is the gate and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it. So, God has this offer of salvation for you. We're just going to flip over, since we're here, Matthew. Matthew chapter 10. Sorry, I'm a little bit scattered tonight, but Matthew 10 and 28. So read in Numbers, Joshua told the people, fear not the people of the land. But this is a similar message. This is Lord Jesus speaking. And fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul. So all the people around us, the people in this world, don't worry about what they have to say about the gospel or about the Bible, about believing in the Lord Jesus, because they can't do anything. I mean, the worst they could do, they could kill one of us, or if they're able, they might try in this land, but in this world, or even if they're, don't worry about their opinions, because they're just men, just like us. We're as the flower, we read in 1 Peter, all flesh is as grass. And God can just cut someone down if he knows they won't perhaps change. He has done, you could read in examples in there, and we're reading in Numbers about people that rebelled against the Lord, and he just took them down. And he honored them who honored him. Read the last half of this verse. Rather fear him which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell. So God, don't fear people. Fear God. Tonight he is calling. He wants you to be saved, to accept his offer of salvation. And not to worry about what if might face at school or at the workplace from your friends if you trust the Savior, but fear the one who created you and the one who holds your breath in his hand. You could read that in Acts 17. For in him we move and live and have our being. In that same place, you could read that God commandeth all men everywhere to repent. So God wants us just to accept salvation. He wants us to not to harden our hearts against the gospel, against him. and just to simply accept the message of salvation. I'm going to read in Hebrews 4. This will be the last place. This is almost to the end of your Bible. If you went to Revelation, you come back about five books. There's Hebrews, James, 1 and 2 Peter, then three books of Peter, or first three books of John, and then Jude, and then Revelation. Just back from there. For Hebrews, I'll actually read in verse 3, verse 7. Wherefore, as the Holy Ghost, or the Holy Spirit, saith, today, if ye'll hear his voice, harden not your hearts, as in the provocation, in the day of temptation in the wilderness. So this is going back to the first reading ahead about people of Israel that would not believe God. So that's what happens if we don't believe. Eventually our hearts might be hardened to the message of the gospel. You read it again in verse 15. Well, it said, today if you'll hear his voice, harden not your hearts, as in the provocation. Verse 18, and whom sware he that they should not enter into his rest, but to them that believe not. So that we see that they could not enter in because of unbelief. Or actually, in the Bible I read gives a note, disobedience. Because of disobedience is stronger than just simply ignoring the message. It's willful unbelief of God. Willful disobedience of God's message. But there's something better. Rather than disobedience of the message, read verse 9 and 10. There remaineth therefore a rest. This is of chapter 4. There remaineth therefore a rest to the people of God. For he that has entered into his rest, his God's rest, he hath also ceased or rested from his own works, as God did from his. In verse 11, the first part, let us labor, let us give diligence, therefore to enter into that rest. So God wants us to accept where he has rested. You could read in, I could have read in John 19 and 30, when the Lord Jesus was on the cross, he said, it is finished. And that is how I was saved. I heard it was in a song about the Lord Jesus saying, it is finished. And I accepted that the work of Christ at the cross was enough for me. And it is enough for you tonight. It is enough for everyone to just simply accept what God has done in the work of his Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. Just pray that each one tonight might consider that God is offering something and you just need to accept it before the opportunity is over.